Zvulun ben dan shalim da avi avi mikvah mishnah the talmud halacha is a goddess for his salad Torah education. We taught him everything. So the Gemara says, it's not true. Meis shalim da mikvah emalam the mishnah. If you have a rav mikvah zutayra, you only have to teach a kid chumash pashtus in the Gemara. So you only have to teach him chumash. So why did we say kizvulun ben dan? You have to teach him everything. So the Gemara knows kizvulun ben dan velo kizvulun ben dan. Kizvulun ben dan shalim da avi avi velo kizvulun ben dan. Ti lohasa mikvah mishnah talmud halacha is a goddess. So what the Gemara is telling us here is just a basic translation of the phrase "Adheichan Chayu Adam Alamed is Bino Torah." That one can translate that phrase in two totally different ways. Adheichan, how much, means in terms of quantity of Torah. How much quantity of Torah must the father teach his child? That's the first way of touching up the phrase. And the second way of touching up the phrase is Adheichan means until how many generations. It means not only am I mechub to teach my son Torah, but maybe I'm mechub to teach my grandson, maybe my great-grandson, maybe all generations. So Adheichan means how far in terms of generations am I mechub to teach Torah. It's not addressing the issue of quantity. So the Gemara has two totally different ways of sizing up what the issue here is. So that's what the Gemara says, that was the issue in Zvulun Ben Dan. But the fact that his grandfather taught him, that really wasn't the Torah's chiyuv. There really is no chiyuv even for a father to teach his son Kol HaTorah Kula. Father's chiyuv to teach his son is mikra, and Rava says mikra is a Torah, which is the quote of the summer shonim. But the Rashi means only chumash doesn't even mean a minimum ksuvim. We'll have to see whether that's true or not. So in terms of quantity of Torah, the father basically has to teach his child chumash, and that's it. Then fend for himself. Then he has to learn the Mishnah of Gemara. He has to do everything else himself. But the chiyuv is shenamtem levanach, and the chiyuv is lamadatem l'sonis b'necha. The basic chiyuv of father to the son is only chumash. That's that aspect about heichan chayav adam olamim. And then in terms of how many generations you have to be Malameh, so the Gemara says, you see from the story of Zvulun Ben Dan, that Avi, that even a grandfather has a chiyuv. So then the Gemara raises the question, is that really true, that a grandfather is mechuyev to teach his grandson Torah? The Gemara says, L'maratam asav is b'neichem, b'lo b'nei b'neichem. So you see, it's not true. So the Gemara attack and quotes a mechuyev is atanoim. That there was a mechuyev is hadalim shah. On the one hand, we have a pasuk that says, L'maratam asav is b'neichem. It sounds like only a son, not a grandson. On the other hand, we have a pasuk, "Prodatam levanecha levanecha." You have to teach your grandchildren also. So, how do you resolve this contradiction? So, the Gemara has two different ways. Machlekes is atanoim, two different ways to solve this problem. So, one time it says that the mitzvah is really to teach your grandchildren also. "Prodatam levanecha levanecha," and the pasuk, "Yimalat b'nasam b'neichem," is not lemaid b'nei b'neichem, but rather it's lemaid b'naseichem, like we learned last week. That's the mitzvah that you don't have to teach your daughter Torah. And the other Tana says no, that b'maratam asam is b'neichem means v'lo b'nei b'neichem also. You're not b'chuv to teach your grandson Torah. So what does v'datam v'necha v'nei b'necha mean? So the Gemara says it doesn't mean you're b'chuv to, it just means that if you do it, it's a great thing, because kol malamed is b'no, ben b'no Torah, ki l'mala, ki l'kibu ma'asim. It's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful to teach your grandchildren Torah, but in terms of being a formal chiyuv, gomer min haraisa, so there really is no chiyuv. It's not the same as a father teaching his son. So these are two days in the Gemara. So pashtus, we pass in the halacha, like that could be the mashmur, like the amoram, the machleik zatanoim, the amoram machriya, that we pass in that there is a chiyuv to teach a grandson that kizvulun ben don, but we pass in below kizvulun ben don, because you don't have to teach kol HaTorah Kula to your child, to your grandchild, you have to teach just chumash. That's the way we pashtus pass in the halacha. There's a chiyuv gomer for a father and a grandfather to make sure that the son and the grandson learn chumash. And more than that, there really is no chiyuv gamur on the father or on the grandfather. So this sugya is very, very difficult. Both aspects of the sugya are very difficult. This whole question of heichan chayav adam Muhammad is b'no Torah, how much do you have to teach your son Torah, no matter how you slice that question, no matter whether you interpret that question to mean how much chomer or how much material you have to teach, or whether you slice that question to mean how many generations do you have to teach, either question is mamish pilei. The question is pilei ploim, and the answer is pilei ploim. That according to, if you take the pshat, that the Gemara is talking about chomer, that you only have to teach your child chumash, is the Gemara serious? That's the whole mitzvah of teaching your child. Just make sure they know chumash. That's it. You don't have to teach them mishnayis. You don't have to teach them Gemara. You don't have to teach them halacha. You don't have to teach them mashkaf. You don't have to teach them anything else in Kol HaTorah Kula. All you have to teach them is to teach them chumash. It mamash makes no sense. How do we know that mamash makes no sense? The same pasuk, v'shinamtam levanecha, which is the makor for teaching a child Torah, is also a makor on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, shiyo divrei Torah mechudat b'ficha. That's the makor that you have to know kol atan kula. Shiyudi b'tayim mechudadim b'fichas. That's what the Ran says in Maseches Nedarim. Hopefully when we get to the bottom of Laman and Aleph, we'll talk about this Ran some more. The Ran says in Nedarim of Chesam and Aleph, b'shinampa levanecha shiyudi b'tayim mechudadim b'fichas means you have to learn your whole life. It means you have to learn everything. You have to know kol atan kula. Anytime somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer, so that's a problem. Okay, it's hard to know the answer to everything, but like the Mishnah says in Pergilus, well, lecham lachalik bar, v'lota ben charon libaltam emeni. You have to be best. You have to try. Each person, l'fi yachalto, has to do their best to know mamish. Kol tara kula. Shemisha lecha adam, dover al tagam gim v'tomalon. So the phrase v'shinantam, in the context of v'shinantam l'banecha, in terms of yourself, in terms of your own chiyuv, the chiyuv of your diya satara, vana satara, requires you to know kol tara kula, happen that same pasuk, v'shinantam l'banecha, not when it's talked. The tutor should make a talk to your son. How are you talking that you don't have to teach your son more than just chumash? It means if you yourself have to know everything. So of course the mitzvah is, whatever you have to know, you have to tell your son also. Of course the same pasuk, which refers to kol tara kula vis-a-vis your own chiyuv, is referring to kol tara kula vis-a-vis the chiyuv to your son. It can't be otherwise. And just conceptual, just forgetting about any makairas or many gemaras. Are you talking the varkazeh? That actually all the Torah wants of us, we should teach our children just chumash. So how in the world is the kid going to learn anything else? So he's going to pick it up on the street. Where is exactly he's going to pick up everything else? The Gemara of Asur Chavalef says that in the olden days, before there was even a yeshiva system, before there were any chadarim, so the father taught this child everything. So you're going to tell me that in the olden days, in the days of Bais Rishon, so the fathers only taught the son chumash, that was it. They didn't tell him any Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't make any sense. So how can the Gemara mean that Heichem Chayav Lamedos Adam Bino only Mikra?
Practical.
He's practical. He's got to get him on his own. He's got to get him on his own 2 feet. But the Gemara, but if that's true, so that happened. The Gemara says that the Gemara says Mikra Mishnah b'Talmud. So those are so Mishnah is Perish Mitzvahs also. So it means you don't have to know all the Perish. You just have to know just how to put on film.
You have to teach you learn the Rambam.
I mean, the Rambam's Talmud is a little bit that, but the Rambam's Mishnah is pretty much the Torah Shabbat Be'en. It's the Perishim Mitzvahs. I don't know. Somehow it's hard for us to conceive that should be the whole mitzvah of teaching Torah to one's children, especially in light of the fact that the word Mishinantam does have clearly a much broader meaning in the bottom of Lamed Aleph. Then the second problem with this Gemara, Alatzad, that Aheshem Chayav Adam Lamed is Bino Torah, which is ultimately the Maskanas of Gemara, that's not even referring to the Chomer. It's referring to the chiyuv of Zvulun Ben Dan, the chiyuv of Avi Aviv. So you're going to tell me that the chiyuv is Avi Aviv. What does that mean, Ahecham? It means Ahecham means that only Avi Aviv, in contrast to Avi Aviv. It means, what does the phrase Ahecham mean? Ahecham means how far, what's the shear? So I would have thought the shear is, according to some Tanoim, that what the shear is, only the father has to teach the son. So Kamash Malam, Shmuel, like the other Tanoim, that you have to teach your grandson also. That's the chiddush. You have to teach your grandson also. With the implication being, that let's say you're zayich to have a great grandson, so you're not mechuyav to teach him. Ad heichon chayav adam lamed is benah. That means not only a son, but if he has the great chiddush of Shmuel, even a grandson also, in contrast to subsequent generations. So this is very difficult to understand. There's a sefrei that the Rambam quotes in the beginning of the Tamei Torah. It says that there's a chiyav gomor. It's Lashon HaRambam Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, "Shame in the Halach Perek Aleph Lachabez. Shame Shechayv Adam Lumos Beno. Chachachayv Lumos Ben Beno. Tolo Beno Ben Beno Lulval. And it's called Kol Chacham Yechacham Yisrael. Lamed is called Tamidim. After Bishu Einam Bonav Shemem Bishinam Bulvanecha." So the Rambam quotes that this is a sifrei, which is shmua, that always means the Tershid about that. We have a tradition that the phrase Vishnantu Vanech is not Dafka Vanecha. It means all Tamidim, Shah Tamidim Kuyim Banim, Shinema Vieta Bene Hanavim. So if there's a Chi of Gomor, Minha Torah, for anyone who knows Torah, to teach Torah, anytime you're teaching Torah to somebody else, so that's the mitzvah of Vishnantu Vanecha. So how can the Gemara say here, the buck stops here, that the great-grandfather doesn't have to teach Torah? Why should the great-grandfather be any worse than anybody else? I have to teach you Torah, I have to teach your child Torah, even though I'm not related to you. No, but the great-grandfather doesn't have to teach the great-grandson Torah. So it's Pilei Plum, how can it be? So we don't understand this phrase, Arhechan Chayav. The Gemara presents two possibilities of what Arhechan means, either what Arhechan means in terms of Chomer, or what Arhechan means in terms of Doiras, in terms of how many generations you have to teach. Neither one makes any sense. In terms of Chomer, Pashas, you have to teach Kol Torah Kula. In terms of generations, so Arhechan thinks there should be any cutoff. How can the Gemara even phrase such a question, Arhechan Chayav Adam? The answer is, every Chacham has to teach everybody. So it's these questions that led probably the Rambam. The Rambam alludes to this pshat, but he doesn't spell that exactly. The Lachanishna claims that this is the Rambam's shita, but the Rambam added in a word to the sugya. Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Chazayim writes, "V'chayav l'lamdo b'schar at sheyikra Torah shebichsav kula." The Rambam says, talking about a father's chiyuv, that the father is mechuyev to teach his son, even to pay, he's got to pay tuition, until the child knows all of Torah shebichsav kula. With the implication being, of course, that Mishnah and Gemara, you don't have to pay money for it. Where did the Rambam get that from exactly? That the father's chiyuv is l'lamed b'schar Mikra of Eino Chayav Olamed Mishnu Gemara. So the Rambam seems to be learning that's the Gemara in Kiddush. Then when the Gemara says Arhechan Chayav Adam Olamed is B'no Torah, the Gemara wasn't even talking about the regular Chiyav of learning Torah, in terms of the regular Chiyav of teaching Torah. That's a double portion of Ma'ari that a person has to teach his child Kol Torah Kula. What the Gemara was asking is the second level. Fact that a person is even mechuyav to pay for it, he's mechuyav to pay tuition for it. So that's where the Gemara draws a distinction between Mikra versus Mishnah. That Mikra, you're not mechuyav to pay for, whereas Mishnah, that you're not mechuyav to pay for. That seems to be the way around the three Lecha Mishnah, at least, is learning Pshat of this Rambam. That the Arhechan Chayav Adam Olam, in terms of the Chomer, is only talking about in terms of Bechinam. So Avadi Bechinam Bechinam, it's not going to cost you anything. If you have the ability to do it, so of course you have to teach your child everything. But it's just an issue of if it's an issue of paying money, then you only pay money for Mikra and you don't pay money for Mishnah.
So you still have the obligation for
Shara Torah? Shara Torah just is not the Torah. Right.
Doesn't it pay for the isn't a person obligated to pay for the
mitzvah? So what's the Bir Hadavar exactly? What kind of a din is this? It means, from the fact that the father is mechuyev to pay schar for his obligation of teaching him chumash, so that's based on the fact that you have to always pay mitzvah. Okay? A guy needs a pair of tefillin. No, I can't. It costs me money, I don't have to buy a pair of tefillin. That's not true. If it costs you more than a chumash, then you don't have to lay out that money, but to pay out a little bit of money for mitzvah, of course you're mechuyev to do. So if the father has a chiyuv to pay money to teach his child chumash, and what we're saying from the Mashmaos of Rambam is that the chiyuv to teach Torah to a child, there's no difference between chumash and mishnah and gemara. So how come when it comes to limud b'schar, so all of a sudden there's a difference? And the answer to this question is based on the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, which Rambam himself quotes in that same halacha, that the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that a rebbe is allowed to get paid to teach chumash, but a rebbe is not allowed to get paid teach Mishnah Gemara, because there's a din of Ba'ani Bechinam. The Pasuk says, the Osi Tziva Hashem Ba'isa Hil Lamez Chakukum Mishpatim. The Pasuk in Ba'ashas Vazcharan. So the Gemara says that Ma'ani Bechinam, just as Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get paid, Afata Bechinam, so too, whenever you teach Torah L'Daras, whenever you transmit the Chukum Mishpatim L'Daras, so you have to do it Bechinam as well. So the Gemara says that Mikra you're allowed to get paid for, we'll have to see exactly why. So there's a difference. When it comes to teaching the Torah Shebal Peh, that you're not allowed to get paid for, when it comes to teaching Torah Shabbat, you're all allowed to get paid for it. So that's the pashas, what the Sheikh of Rambam is. That the Torah is mechayev the father to do whatever the Torah itself is accepting as the proper method. means when it comes to Tarsha, Shebichsav, so when the school charges money, when the Rebbe charges money, that's okay. He's allowed it. The Mishka says, the Tarsha Bichsav, you're allowed to get paid for. So the chiv of the father is to do whatever is the fee, the normal Seder Advarim. So the normal Seder Advarim is that it is acceptable, it is legitimate to have to ask for money for Tarsha Bichsav. So therefore the Rambam says, the father's chiv is a fil lamdo bischav. When it comes to Tarsha Baal Peh, so Tarsha Baal Peh, that's not legitimate, but the Rebbe has no right to charge money. So the father, the chiyuv of that the Torah is mantel on the father, the lamed is b'nei Torah, is the lamed is b'nei Torah, the normal halacha, that means assuming that everybody's keeping the halacha, assuming that the Rebbe is not charging money, so assuming that the father can do it himself, so then the father has to make sure that his son is learning Torah. But if the Rebbe's in a Baal Aveira, that he's charging money, he's violating the din of Osi Tziba, Ma'ani Bechidam, so then the father is not mechuyav to lay out money to support the Rebbe, he's doing something which is not correct. That's the way the Rambam probably is learning Pshat. That's why, in fact, the Rambam put these two halachas together. The Rambam starts out by saying, the Chayav Adam Olamed is Beno Mikra Afilu Bishar, but Mishnah Lo, and then he quotes the din of Osi Tziva, that Mani Bechidam Afatah Bechidam. So this is the Pshat in the Rambam, that it's this distinction in halacha between the fact that a Rebbe is allowed to collect money for Tarsha B'Chsav, and he's not allowed to collect money for Tarsha Baal Peh. It's this distinction, Gufa, that creates a distinction, Hilchos Talmud Torah, that this Gufa is what's there in the Ramban's Chiluk, that when it comes to teaching Chumash, so the father is L'chuy B'Schar, whereas when it comes to Mishnayos and Gemara, the father is not L'chuy B'Schar, it's predicated on this pre-existing halacha, the Ma'ani B'Chinam, based on the Sigim Nedarim, the Ma'ani B'Chinam doesn't apply to Tarsha B'Chsav. So we have to really touch this up a little bit. We can't just present it just the way it is, based on the following problem. Why is it that there's a difference between Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha Baal Peh? Why is it that the Rebbe is allowed to get paid for Tarsha B'Chsav? So the Gemara Maseches Nedarim has two reasons. One reason the Gemara says is that the Rebbe is not really getting paid for the teaching of the Torah itself. He's getting paid for the Schar Pisuk Taimim. He's getting paid to teach the children the truck, teach the children where to stop, where the Estachta is, where the Sopozik is. He's getting paid for the Schar Pisuk Taimim. And the Schar Pisuk Taimim, the Gemara says, is Lav D'Arayis. It means that reading, that breaking up Pesukim, the reading of the proper truck, so that's not a part of the Torah itself. That was the Rabbanan, whatever, that was instituted later, just to help you how to read the Pesukim properly. But in terms of when the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't given with a trap, it wasn't given with just set over straight. So the Schar Pisuk Taimim is not really D'Arayisa. So the Schar Pisuk Taimim is not really a violation of the din of Osi Tziva. So when you teach the child Tarsha Baal Peh, so your mom is teaching him the Osi Tziva, Chukul Mishpat, and you're teaching him the Dvar Hashem. So to teach the child the Dvar Hashem or the Tarsha Baal Peh, that's a problem. If the Rebbe would charge money for the Chumash itself and wouldn't teach him the Schar Pisuk Taimim, he would just teach him how to read Breishis Baruch Kiddush, that would also be a problem, according to one day in the Gemara, because there is no fundamental difference between Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha Baal Peh. The only difference is that in every shiur of Tarsha B'Chsav, any class of Tarsha B'Chsav, a good Rebbe will be teaching him the Schar Pisuk Taimim as well. That's one day in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is another day. Why is it that there's a difference between, why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to get paid for Tarsha B'Chsav? So another day in the Gemara says, no, the piece of time is D'Arayisa. That means that's part of the Mesoira. How to read the Pesukim? Where do you stop? Where is the Esnachta? Where is the Self-Pasuk? That's also part of the Mesoira. So the Rebbe is teaching the child that would be in violation of Osi Tziva Mani Bechinam. So how could the Rebbe for the Tarsha B'Chsav get paid? So the Gemara says, who learns Tarsha B'Chsav? The little kids, the first graders. So the Rebbe's not getting paid to be a Rebbe. We don't know. He's getting paid to be a babysitter, Schar Shimor. But he's being paid that the kids don't bang each other over the head with the baseball bats. He's getting paid to watch them at recess. He's getting paid to make sure the kids don't misbehave. So he's not getting paid for teaching the Torah. Who's learning Mishnayos? Those are already the fifth graders. Those are already the high school kids. Who's learning Gemara? Those are already in 11th graders now. They don't need any Schar Shimor. Their mom's sitting Torah Lishma. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's the other day in the Gemara. So nafkaminas, Vadina obviously gonna be. So you have Rebbeim as man as a teach chumash. You don't teach schar piece of time. Sometimes you have high school kids who need a little bit of schar shimur also. So you can have kahina v'chena nafkaminas ladina between the two. So, but the mice, that's the format of the Gemara in the Dara. But the difference between Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha Baal Peh is either based on the schar piece of time, or it's based on the schar shimur. The Mishnah Mordechai from that Gemara, Let's say you teach a child Tarshe Baal Peh, but it's a Din D'Rabbanan. So you teach a Chanukah. You don't get paid for it. Because the Gemara says that you can get paid for this piece of time because it's not part of the Chumash per se, it's not part of the original Torah. So it was never said on that, the Din of Osi Tziva. So any Din that was Mishadish later, any Din D'Rabbanan, so also Osi Tziva was never said on that. So that's why the Ramah quotes that you're allowed to get paid for teaching Din D'Rabbanan. So when Yeshiva learns, let's say, Masechus Megillah, you're learning Din D'Rabbanan, then the Rebbe can get paid. When you're learning Masechus Shabbos, so you have to make sure every Shia to stick in the Din D'Rabbanan. So every Shia, always say one Din D'Rabbanan. Don't always say one Din D'Rabbanan over, just to be able to get paid. Anyway, so. So the Chora, if this is the Pshat, but the Gemara Nadar is telling us the differences between Tereshim Chassav and Tereshim Apeh are not intrinsic to Tereshim Chassav and Tereshim Apeh. Basically, the din is that you're not allowed to get paid for teaching Torah. That's the bottom line. Elohim, when it comes to Tereshim Chassav, there are some kunzit. There are some certain things that are going on in a first grade Chumash class that enable the Rebbe, that are mocked for the Rebbe to get paid. What are those things? So according to one day, it's a Schar Pisik Taimim. But the Rebbe is teaching him a little bit of how to read also, so he's teaching him where to stop, so he's allowed to get paid for that. But at the other day, no, he's not getting paid for that, he's getting paid for babysitting. But in terms of the Ikaron, in terms of conceptually, is there any real difference between Tereshim B'Tzav and Tereshim B'Peh? Absolutely not. You're not allowed to get paid for either one. So based on this Gemara, Maseches Nedarim, the fourth parak, it's now very difficult to very difficult to understand the Rambam Luchos Tamatorah. We're saying that you say here that the Rambam is being magdir the mitzvah derais of teaching Torah to your child. How much Torah do you have to teach your child? So the answer is you really have to teach your child called Torah Kula. Elohim, you don't have to spend money on Torah Shabbat Peh because that's not really what you're supposed to be doing anyway. You should never really be spending money on Torah Shabbat Peh. But Torah Shabbat Sahab, where you're allowed to take money for teaching the Torah Shabbat, so that you are mechuyav to spend money for. But that's not really true. According to what the Gemara Nedarim is saying, is that you're not really allowed to get paid for Torah Shabbat. The first grade Rebbe is not getting paid for teaching the gracious brother. He's getting paid for teaching them how to end the apostle. He's getting paid for washing the kids. So if that's true, that there really is no difference between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. The push comes to shove, if you would have a Rebbe who's only teaching pure Torah Shabbat, and your kid's an angel, it doesn't need babysitting, you're not allowed to pay for that either. So once you say that Torah Shabbat is also not meet the schar, then you're really not allowed to charge money for Torah Shabbat. So Hadar Kush Leduchtas, what's the difference between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh? How come the chiv of the father, or Amid is Beno, the schar only applies to Torah Shabbat and not to Torah Shabbat Peh? That the Lecha Mishnah and others presented that the Rambam holds, the Rambam holds, that the father's only mechuyav to spend money in those things that he's allowed to spend money for. A tarshav al peh, he's not allowed to spend money, so b'chei gavra l'chiv rachamana to spend money for. It's not true. There is no difference in tarshav al sav and tarshav al peh. So it's based on this kasha from the Rambam that the Moshe writes in the tshuva, an interesting pshat in the Rambam, that he says that if you look in the Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi in the Dharm has a whole different pshat as to why is it that the Mishnah says in the Dharm, the fourth parak, that you're allowed to get paid if you teach chumash. So the Rishami comments in the pasuk, "Osi tziva Hashem va'esahid lami eschem chukum v'mishpatim." So ma'ani bechinim atata bechinim. So says the Rishami, "Chukum v'mishpatim atam lami bechinim, aval mikra atam lami bischar." It's a pasuk. It's a gzeres akrosim. What does that mean? So the Rishami says, "Rav Moshe is not going like the Bavli. The Bavli equated Tereshim B'Chassav and Tereshim B'Peh in theory, and then the Bavli just found within every Tereshim B'Chassav, you got a few things that you're allowed to charge for on this side. Well, Shalmi is learning that the Isser of teaching Torah B'Schar was only set on the Chukum Mishpatim. What does that mean? Chukum Mishpatim means how you do the mitzvahs. So, now I'm going to read you a little bit. That the Moshe says that Chukum Mishpatim means you're not allowed to charge money to teach somebody how to do the Chukum Mishpatim. How do you learn to do the Chukum Mishpatim? That's the Tereshim B'Peh. That's the Mishnah Gemara, the Mikra. You're going to learn Chumash from today till tomorrow. You're going to teach your child Ukshatim Le'osay Yadef. He's not going to know how to put on tefillin. You're going to say L'sasakam Alachon. He's not going to know what he's not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the teaching of Mikra, it's very important. We're all four teaching Chumash for our children, but that's not called the Limud of Chukum Mishpatim. The Limud of Chukum Mishpatim, that means the Asiyas HaMitzvahs. That means how to perform mitzvahs properly. So says Rav Moshe, that's what the Rishami means. That the Isser of Netila Schar is only on the Chukum Mishpat. The Mikra is not included. So according to Rav Moshe's Pshat and the Rishami, that that there's a fundamental difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. It's not just a difference in terms of practically Torah Shebichsav, you have piece of time, and Torah Shebichsav happens to be for little children. No, Torah Shebichsav is not, was never included in the Isser Bechlau of Limud Torah Bischar, that the Isser of Limud Torah Bischar was only said in Torah Shebaalpeh. So that chiluk is correct, and that's what the Rambam sounds like. Look at Talmud Torah. Says Rav Moshe, that's the Rambam shita when it comes to teaching a child bischar. If the Torah is mechayev v'shinatam banecha, the maritim asam is bnechem. A father has to be metapel to teach his child Torah. Kol Torah kol is that teaching Torah. Shabbat Torah Shabbat the words. How much money does he have to spend on it? So Torah Shabbat words het the gomer to get paid for, not because of babysitting. And not because of peace and time, but because that was never included in the Yisr. So, when the Torah says, v'shinabu v'vanecha, so that means you have to teach your child Torah Shebichsav, even if it costs you a lot of money, even if you got to pay tuition for it, it doesn't matter, that's including the mitzvah v'shinabu v'vanecha. When it comes to Torah Shebaalpeh, so Torah Shebaalpeh, the Torah could have possibly been speaking about the father's mechuv to lay out money for Torah Shebaalpeh, because he's not supposed to be laying out money, because the Rebbe's not supposed to be charging money. So when the same pasuk chumash that says v'shinat el vanech v'imaditem osam es benechem chayv ad melamed es beno teira yeyim mechuy v'lamed es beno teira shebichsav and teira shebichsav but there's a chiluk between the two teira shebichsav the chiluk is even bischar because that's het the gomer to get schar like the Yerusham and not like the Baal really learn whereas teira shebichsav was an isa gomer of little schar so that the father's not mechuy to lay out money for the chinam for sure. But bischar not, and it's mamish v'du the lashon Rambam. It's exactly what the Rambam is driving at. The nuchlus tamat Torah. That's what the Rambam means when he says that chayav olamda bischar at just the Torah shebichsav kula. The implication being that bechinam you have to teach him even more than that. And then right away the Rambam starts telling you the din that makom shenav aluma Torah shebichsav bischar mutal lo bischar. And he doesn't say the reason is because it's topics of tithing or babysitting. He just says it's hatagomor. Also, he quotes the Gemara in the Sefer Nedarim. So at the end of the day, the Rambam seems to put together these two halachas. The Rambam took that Gemara in the Sefer Nedarim about the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh vis-a-vis Schar, and put it together with this Gemara in Kedushin of Lama, the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh vis-a-vis the Chiyah of the Lama is Beno. And the Rambam says it's one big piece, two pieces of the puzzle complement one another. That's the point of the Ram on Heichan Chayav Adam Lamedes Beno Torah does not mean that only Chumash Ad Kav Lo Yoser. What it really means is only Chumash Bischar Ad Kav Lo Yoser. But Tosheh Bapeh Bechidam Yeh and Bischar.
Does that mean that the Rambam would hold that stuff that's not directly paying regular like that's like this competitive
for transportation? Yeah, there's
other things.
Okay.
So that stuff you would be fine to pay for even for Tosheh Bapeh?
No. Be able to pay for that altogether. It's not my problem. It's the Rebbe's problem. I don't know.
But it's something to do with the Rebbe. It's something, a side charge. I don't know.
Hopefully tomorrow we'll talk about the other half about Hechem Alamed in terms of the generations.